proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue to look at Israel's provocations of God in the wilderness before they entered into the land of Canaan. We continue our study of what the Israelites did at Kadesh Barnea that provoked God to anger. The morning after God sentenced the Israelites to remain in the wilderness for another 40 years, they provoked God afresh. We read that, quote, "They rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and will go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned," unquote. Their rapid change of attitude betrayed the spiritual inconstancy of the Israelites. Moses sought to convince the Jewish people not to follow through on their purpose. He asked them, quote, "Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord?" unquote. God had just informed the Israelites that they had to spend 40 more years in the wilderness. Yet, they behaved as though nothing had changed from the previous day. Having told the Israelites that they would not succeed in their endeavor, Moses advised them to, quote, "Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies," unquote. The sons of Anak, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, all of these groups would fight against the Jewish nation. Bereft of the power of God, the Israelites had no hope of prevailing against such foes. Nevertheless, we read that the Israelites, quote, "presumed to go up onto the hilltop," unquote. They prepared for doing battle with the Canaanites. The Hebrew word afal, rendered here as presumed, the Hebrew verb afal carried negative connotations with it, negative connotations relating to pride. God employed the word afal in the second chapter of Habakkuk when he declared that, quote, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him," unquote. Note that neither Moses nor the Ark of the Covenant accompanied the Israelites' army as it set forth. In the ensuing fight, the Canaanites and the Amalekites resoundingly defeated the Israelites. At Kadesh Barnea, the Jewish nation did not acquiesce to God's decree. Instead, they sought to do, quote, "what was right in their own eyes," unquote. Their endeavors met with abject failure. What lessons can Christians take from the Israelites' experiences here? Once believers discern God's will for them, they need to submit to his authority and not presume upon his benevolence. Many contemporary Christians misunderstand the implications underlying the word submission. They might believe that by yielding to another power, they implicitly acknowledge their own inferiority and that other power's superiority. Thus, when the author of Hebrews told his readers to, quote, "obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves," unquote, he did not imply that they should degrade themselves. Instead, he wanted them to acknowledge that a line of spiritual authority existed, a line which they needed to conform to. Jesus Christ himself set an example in this matter. Even he yielded to the will of his heavenly Father. He told his disciples in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel that, quote, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work," unquote. Christians need to have the same mindset. If a believer acknowledges Jesus Christ as his or her Lord, he or she ought to do what the Savior says. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.